Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. First up, the latest on Iran's protests and how they're affecting believers. Then later, a new project could help pastors in the Caucasus. We'll tell you what's going on in just a few moments. In our first story, Iran's foreign minister claimed Monday that protests in Iran are under total control. But on Sunday, U.S.-based human rights activist news agency reported that well over 10,000 people have been detained and at least 544 killed in the first 2 weeks of protests. Yet there's another side to the crackdown. Here's Lana Silk with Transform Iran.
The people are fighting back, and there have been images of the Iranian police running from the crowds because they were at risk.
Promised support from the United States and encouragement from Iran's exiled crown prince have helped Iranians come together in a new way, says Silk. But it's still not enough.
They're fighting with stones and sticks, and the government is fighting with machine guns. It's a totally different kind of battle. So this is not the time to go, well done, Iranians, good job, now we sit back and watch you take hold of your land. They still need help.
The protests and crackdowns are signs of a spiritual battle in Iran today. Wherever you are right now, pray for God's kingdom to come in Iran and the surrounding nations.
If the enemy loses his hold in Iran, there is a huge domino effect that comes out of that. So let's pray with faith. Let's get behind Christian ministries who are serving in that area and empower them, again, also with prayer, but with resources, with support, with advocacy.
Elsewhere, Sudan's government returns to the capital for the first time in 3 years as fighting intensifies near the southern border. The latest clashes between military and rebel forces have uprooted tens of thousands of people. The UN says two-thirds of Sudan's population will need help just to survive another year. Hope remains for Sudan, but not because the government says that 2026 will be a year of peace. A gospel worker we'll call John tells us,
God is at work in our fallen world. He is not silent. Not powerless. He is bringing people to himself in the worst of times.
Sudanese church planters and medical teams bring donated medicines to displacement camps in Sudan and South Sudan.
The last bit of medicine that we had in this second shipment went to an orphanage outside of Juba.
More than 900 children call that facility home.
About 15% of the children are suffering from what they call night blindness, and it is caused most times by an extreme deficiency of vitamin A. The children were covered with sores and lesions from malnutrition and poor hygiene.
As the children received medical care, they heard about a God who loves them. Pray that these gospel seeds will take root.
Anyone who gets involved with the suffering of displaced people in the world are up for a great blessing.
And finally, Garmajoba means hello in Georgian. The Republic of Georgia has a long Christian history, tracing all the way back to Apostle Andrew's missionary trip. Now, A3 is called to serve there. Jake Emanuel, vice president for A3's global ministry, says one Georgian pastor connected with him and said,
"It'll be wonderful to have this program in Georgia. I think this will meet many specific needs in our country, particularly in uniting pastors."
Emanuel adds that unity is needed in almost any country. One challenge is that
there has been that trend for ministries to work in silos, not so much coming together in unity.
Another is holding tightly to non-essential doctrines.
Many denominations hold on to their doctrines so rigidly that they would not want to see beyond that to relate to anyone who has a different doctrine.
And finally, competition among churches can also fuel suspicion. Some believe in other churches taking their people or using unfair tactics. But Emmanuel points to a uniting truth.
The church belongs to our Lord Jesus Christ, whom he has purchased with his own blood, and we are merely stewards, under shepherds.
Pray for A3 as they're connecting with Georgian pastors to plan next steps. Their ultimate goal is unity in reaching the lost. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.